Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. Today is May the 13th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. Each day we take kids from all around the world through the Bible in a year. From New Jersey to Kathmandu, from Genesis all the way to Revelation. Today's reading takes us into the book of Psalms, chapter 8, verses 1 through 9. And then we finish our reading in Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 10. Hey, listen, as you read these Psalms, you can make them a part of your own prayer and your own praise to God for creation. Notice what this psalm writer had to say about people. In Psalm chapter 8, we're reading through the New Living Translation. O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Your glory is higher than the heavens. You have taught children and infants to tell of your strength, silencing your enemies and all who oppose you. When I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you set in place. What are people that you should think about them? Mere mortals that you should care for them. Yet you made them only a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You gave them charge of everything you made, putting all things under their authority, the flocks and the herds and all the wild animals, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and everything that swims in the ocean currents. O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Wow, I love that song. Look around you. God has created an incredibly beautiful and complex world. The variety of animals, the diverse plants, the vastness of our universe. Incredible. God created it all. You know, a few months ago, I went to a place called the Grand Canyon. And man, it was so beautiful. So amazing. It made me worship God. It made me pray. And even though the Grand Canyon is so beautiful and the night sky is so amazing, the most beautiful thing to God, the most treasured thing to God, aren't the stars or the great Grand Canyon. It's actually people. It's you. It's me. He loves us and cares for us by placing us in charge of all of creation. Our lives are valuable because God loves us. You know, that fact alone is a good reason for praising God today. So how about we do it? This is what Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says. We are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Jesus Christ so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. Amazing. You, my friends, are God's masterpiece. Even greater than the Grand Canyon, even more amazing than the stars in the sky. How about that? Well, my friends, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible. I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. I hope you join me. Until that time, you go forward knowing that God thinks that you're His masterpiece. And know this too, that you are loved. How about that? All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You take care.